save your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Meet the woman who knows what she wants.
I quite enjoy the Louis Vuitton handbag, nice Chanel earrings, like a Porsche Cayenne Turbo.
Hey, at least she owns it.
I am a snob.
Please welcome Laura from The Bachelor.
Don't even know if she's here. Might have snobbed us off. Hey, Laura.
I am here, me and my full snobby self.
Oh, girl, how was it like watching yourself back? Because, yeah, you did come across as the snobby girl. Is that how you truly are?
Look, I definitely like nice things, yep. But I'm not just a snob.
Yeah.
I am. There is a lot more to me than being just a snob.
I think it's one of those things where, you know, we've seen enough bachelors and bachelorettes that we know that the producers do try to play up certain elements from, you know, certain personalities. So it was one of those things that when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, why is she like that? And I was like, why are you judging Jules? You know that they're not usually like this.
Yes. You along with the rest of the population, I think, judge me pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but then there's also always the keyboard warriors that decide to tell you what they think about
course.
You.
So. Mm.
Hey, Laura, you said you know, you like nice things, which we all do.
Totally.
Tell me, mate, if you're at a pub, tell me something. So we've seen that you like nice things, and you said that's not completely you. Give us a little bit of, that is completely you, that isn't the snobby rich girl sort of situation.
Oh, God. Really, like, really got me on that one.
That's what I'm looking for,
mate. Now, mate, last night's episode, we saw it all come apart with the whole COVID thing. Lockie being told and the Bachelorettes being told. And mate, I tell you what, Osher did his best.
Oh,
sorry you didn't receive a rose voice to let everybody know that, sorry, we have to send you all home, that I reckon I've ever seen ever in any series.
That was more depressing to watch than the bloody lockdown itself.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yep.
Literally, I was like on the couch crying with my family. I had like my mum holding my hand and I was like, it seems so trivial. But you know what? When, you know, obviously I never wanted to hear from Otter that I didn't get a rose.
Yeah.
But I wanted to hear him say all of our names because I really wanted the Laura. I'm sorry you didn't receive a rose. But he just goes, ladies, as a collective.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got ripped off, did you?
I was like, I feel ripped off. I just want to hear my name.
Yes, name me, Usher. Name me.
Name me. Like, literally, say my name.
Hey, mate, I've always wondered when you go on these shows, your kissing technique, because obviously the cameras are going to be there. Did you practice your kissing technique before you went in?
Yeah, me in a mirror.
Did you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, not really.
Oh.
You're confident about it, though?
Yeah, look, I mean, if someone wants to tell me that I'm a shit kisser, I'm ready for it.
To be honest, I wouldn't be worried about the kissing technique. I'd be more worried about my crying face.
Oh, my gosh, because you can't hide from that.
Yeah.
Whereas kissing, like, you know, obviously.
That's 50-50. They could be shit.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, my crying face, you only saw it once, which was last night, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Hey, Laura, just something I'd like to do with a lot of reality TV stars that come off is obviously go through headlines and give you the opportunity to clear them up. Now, something I read may have been yesterday, maybe on Mamma Mia, saying that the majority of the girls in the house are actually actors or actresses.
I was shocked when I read that, actually. I think I actually hit back at someone that commented that on one of my Instagram photos and I said, I'm actually so flattered that you think I'm that cool of a person, you think I'm acting. So I was like, no, definitely not an actor.
Is there anyone in the house that you think that, yeah, would be just there, you know, because they were approached as an actress to come on?
I think people definitely, like, they're aware they're getting into a TV show, but yeah, no one told me that they were an actor. So
right.
What's the next move? How can you? How are we finding love?
I'm not at the moment. It's very sad. I'm just like, I'm happy about it, but I'm just focusing on myself. It may be Batch in Paradise.
The DMs open.
The DMs are open, but they're flooded.
Wait,
lots of people wanting to buy me Louis Vuitton stuff, so that's always great.
All the daddies are jumping on.
Hey, daddy.
Can you say that, Laura?
I'm like, daddy, sorry, what was that?
Can you say, hey, daddy?
Oh, my God, no, my dad will have a heart.
Oh, that's too good.
Oh, my gosh. Well, babe, maybe we'll see you on The Bachelor in Paradise, huh?
We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I think it would be cool to have, like, a few different guys. But I'm kind of worried because there was no one – well, there's no one that I can think of that – also was into the LV and into the high life. So I'm like,
just get out there and spread your wings, mate.
Girl, I need to go on Mount Moon. What is it? What's the sugardaddy.com?
Oh, sugardaddy.com. That's a good one. I might look that up now.
Yeah, get on it.
All right, Laura. Good to catch up with you, mate. Take care of yourself. We'll see you around Perth sometime.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
See you, mate.
Cheers. Bye.
See ya, bye.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.